welcome to Mystery Bears episode number 254 of
Brutal Battle. And it has been a little bit since we've done a Mystery Beer episode. And Rebecca and I were actually talking about it before recording. And I was like, honestly, I think that the Mystery Beer format is my favorite.
It's not mystery for me. I picked the beers.
Right. Yeah. This is like half mystery. Yeah. Like we've done this before where like I'll go pick out the beers and that's a mystery for Rebecca. This is one of the times Rebecca picked them out. It's a mystery for me. And this is fall themed.
Fall themed. So we have three episodes of fall themed.
Yes. Yeah, so, yeah. So this, I guess this is fall Mystery Beers episode 254. Episode 254. And then I guess it'll just be called Fall Beers Part 1 after that.
So for fall beers, I considered like all Oktoberfests.
Of course.
Considered all pumpkin and variations of pumpkins.
Right, sure.
And
pumpkin spicing,
pumpkin
I'm assuming.
Pumpkin spice, yeah, right. Pumpkin spice.
Yeah, so those. like fest beers, Märzens, I assume, right. As well.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's kind of what you can anticipate for these next. And I tried to pick a variety of, I already told Carl on this. He's like, don't tell me. Of local and larger, widely distributed beers.
Okay. And I'm not excited for this, really, because fall beers are typically not my jam. I'm usually not big into fall beers. Although, you know, we could have a good fest beer, we could have a good Märzen. I think those are the ones I probably would be most interested in. I think it's just mainly the prospect of getting, like, a pumpkin spiced something or a pumpkin something, which are totally two totally different things.
Yeah.
Ones that actually have pumpkin versus one that are pumpkin spice. Because, you know, with me and the spices can just be too much. If they're dialed up too much, it's too much.
Okay. But I agree.
We'll see. I'm going to keep an open mind. Oh, we do ratings.
Oh, you need your notebook.
I totally forgot. I mean,
Carlin has the master notebook of every rating of every Mystery Beers.
Yeah, I got
to rate. You're going to almost need a new notebook here, too.
No, we're not that far into
No. Oh, you're not. Oh, I think when you flip it over, it makes it look like you're further along.
Yeah. Well, I have notes for other things in here. Okay. So anyway, and not being prepared, you know, sorry about that. So I'm going to be writing. So you might hear a little noise with the audio. Yeah. Okay.
And there were a lot to pick from, I will say. There was a lot of.
Okay.
Pumpkin and fall things out there to drink.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the seasonal change, and they know that a lot of people are seasonal drinkers, so they can get them. All right, so let's go ahead and start with the first one, beer letter A.
Gosh, where have you been?
I mean, it looks like a West Coast style IPA to me, which is
definitely not.
Which I would prefer if that's what this is, but I'm sure it's not.
It's not. It's like orangish yellow.
So this says fest beer, probably. That's my guess, based off the color. Or maybe it's like a pumpkin something that's just very light in color. It's not. All right. But yeah, it's very orangey.
So I'm going to take like a backseat to a lot of this, because like I obviously know what these are.
It smells pretty clean. So I'm going to say probably fest beer. Clean. It's very clean. I'm saying fest beer for sure.
It is.
There is not a lot.
There's not a lot. Yeah. No.
I do get a very slight apple note in there.
It's like a little malty.
This says larger producer, German, maybe. Mm. I'm thinking like a Spaten or Polliner, somewhere in that realm.
Okay. Yeah, there's not a lot.
Yeah, it's really low.
I can't
even
pick out anything else.
I get a slight apple note. I get some very slight like honey sweetness.
I was just going to say honey.
A little bit of a citrusy note, just the most faint, like just fleeting orange in the nose. But yeah, I'm going in.
It's very light.
Yeah, there's not a lot going on here. There's a bug trying to. Uh-oh. It's like a fruit fly. Oh, fruit fly in my beer.
Uh-oh.
I'm not drinking that.
Do you just want to share the one, or do you want me to pour you a new one?
Yeah, we can just share yours. I'm not going to drink the bug. I tried to get it out of there.
Oh, darn it.
Anyway. I mean,
it's not bad.
Yeah, it's kind of like a non-offensive. There's a lot more bitterness to it than I thought there'd be on the nose. I couldn't really perceive any bitterness on the nose, but there's a decent bitterness. It's pretty like medium bitterness on this one. It's relatively sweet too, but the bitterness helps kind of round out that sweetness.
I just feel like if I'm going to drink a beer, I want it to have flavor.
I mean, this has, you know, that little bit of like that honey note is there. I don't really think it's tasting apple-y, like I said, I was getting on the nose. That's a good thing, because typically that apple is kind of not great. Yeah, it's just got like a malty sweetness. I'm assuming this is someone's fest beer.
Yeah.
I do like the body on it. It's got a decent body to it. It's not super thin or anything.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is just one that's pretty easy drinker. Although, honestly, I do think as I continue to sip it, like, the bitterness is becoming a little bit overbearing because it's really just kind of two notes. It's, like, sweetness and bitterness. And, I don't know. You can get palate fatigue from it. At least I could.
Yeah.
I don't love it. I really don't love it.
Okay. We'll leave some in there.
I can use my beer to smell, though.
Okay.
I can still use this for smelling. It's just tasting.
We'll taste out of mine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so it's dark.
We rank these after we drink both
after,
of them.
After, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so we're moving on to beer B.
It's dark.
Very dark. Not much of any head hanging out on top of it. Porter, stout, probably. It smells... Was that barrel-aged? I smell barrel on that. I definitely smell barrel. Bourbon. This smells like a... What is it? Avery Brewing Company's, like, Rumpkin. Like, something like that. Like, there's pumpkin. Because I smell, like, actual, like, pumpkin in there. So this is, like, a bourbon barrel-aged pumpkin stout is what it smells like to me. Because I smell, like...
It smells good.
Like, pumpkin flesh. Yeah. Like, actual pumpkin. Yeah. No pumpkin spice. Some really nice bourbon to it.
Yeah.
That nice chocolatiness. That really sucks that there's a bug in this because it smells legit good.
Well, you're going to drink out of mine.
I know. I'm just, we missed some.
We're losing 2 ounces.
Yeah, we're down. We're down 2 ounces.
I pour to the 2 ounce line.
This smells really good.
It does.
There's a nice roastiness on the end that's a little bit coffee-ish. Yeah. A little caramel, a little vanilla going along with the bourbon.
It does smell rummy.
Rum?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see the rum, yeah. I was saying bourbon because I was mainly just getting, like, spirit. But yeah, I can see the rum. Especially after I said rumpkin.
Yeah, you got me thinking. I mean...
But you know what it is.
I know what it is, so...
So that leads me to believe it is rum barrel age. You slipped.
No, I did not slip. I think it smells really good. You want to have the first sip?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, since I don't know it. Yeah, it does smell really good. I'm a fan.
Like the... It doesn't... It's
the, ooh!
It isn't... It smells like... really complex.
The barrel, a little hot in there. The barrel's coming in a little hot. I think it's also a little bit thin.
Oh, it is a little thin.
Yeah, a little thin body-wise for what I want out of it, especially with that nose, with a barrel involved here. You want it a little more body to it to kind of stand up to that. I feel like I need more chocolatey notes out of this to kind of help... fight against that barrel spirit, because I think the spirit's getting away with it a bit. I'm guessing this is going to be like an imbalanced 12% or 13%, 14%, maybe.
I think that high.
Let me try this again. Nah. I put it at 12. I'm putting that at 12.
Okay.
When I sip it again, I get a little bit of vanilla coming through, which I'm really enjoying. That roastiness, the way it's finishing, a little
getting,
coffee-ish.
Are you getting any pumpkin?
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely tastes kind of like pumpkin-y. No pumpkin spices, like I was saying, on the nose. It's still pretty good. I wish it wasn't as thin as it is.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that's my biggest problem with it.
I mean, it is boozy, but I feel like... Now that we're getting into fall, like having a little...
It's kind of okay.
It's kind of okay to have something this boozy. It's not...
I don't know, because it's just... It's getting a little astringent.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, for me, it is.
Okay.
But take a few more sips. I will say that as I took additional sips, I started to, my palate was adjusting more to the booziness, so it wasn't as in your face and kind of offensive as when I first sipped it. But as you continue to drink it, like, it's a bit astringent in the flavor.
It's boozy.
Yeah. You know, maybe one of two things here. Less time in the barrel or a thicker malt bill. You know, like a thicker viscosity to it. More malt going on in there to stand up to it. But
okay, so you think
both of those things. I don't know.
You think beer A is a fest beer.
Yeah.
And you think beer B, you're going bourbon barrel aged pumpkin something? Pumpkin stout?
Probably just straight stout, not imperial. But potentially porter, because those things are like, they're interchangeable. Stout and porter are the same thing.
Okay.
Fest beer is not, I mean, it's not bad.
No.
It's not bad. I gotta remember what our ratings were like. You remember?
Well, yeah. When I do these ratings for...
It's a little different, right?
Yeah, when I do my ratings, okay. I'm a little more, I guess, lenient than Carlin.
Sure. I'm going to go 3 on A.
I was going to go 4.
Okay.
My rating system is such that 5 is like an average beer.
Yeah, sure.
All right, this is a little below average for me.
I'm going 3 on A. I'm going to go... I'm going to take the last one.
I was saying, you don't, can't take anymore because we drink it all.
There's just a small amount. I mean, it's still pretty good, though. I'll give it a 4. I'm going 4.
Okay, I'm
going
to go 6.
Okay. Between the two of us, it makes sense. Okay, so I guess I'll do the reveals.
Sure. So you're taking...
The lowest one first, which would be A.
So that's beer back 2. Here. That's that one. Right, and be careful because there's stuff in it.
Well, yeah, I know.
Okay, I'm just making sure. I didn't finish. Yeah.
All right, so beer loser of the episode, beer A with 3.5 is Sierra Nevada Oktoberfest. Well, I was right. It's a fest beer. Sierra Nevada's Oktoberfest fest beer. 6%. Okay, that all makes sense. Chico, California and Mills River, North Carolina. Okay. I mean, I would have expected better from Sierra Nevada, honestly. I mean, it's not bad. Like you said, it's not bad. Yeah. It's just, I don't know. I expected more. All right, and beer.
And that was in a 12-ounce can.
Oh, yeah. I should have said that. And beer B feels like it's in a 16-ounce can.
It is.
Interesting. Winner of the episode with an overall 5 is Idiom Brewing. Okay, Off Your Gourd. We never had this. It's a collaboration with Magnolia Meadow Farms, George T. Stagg, and Stagg Jr. Barrel Aged. Barrel Aged Imperial Porter, 9.5%, with pumpkin, brown sugar, candied ginger, Saigon cinnamon, and nutmeg. The spices are not coming through.
Yeah.
The spices are not coming through, and I'll tell you why. That barrel killed it.
Yeah.
Killed them. They don't do barrel age typically. I've never seen
a barrel aged beer from them.
Yeah.
I feel like we've had a pumpkin stout or porter from them before.
But not barrel aged.
But it wasn't barrel aged.
Yeah. Oh, and Idiom's out of Frederick, Maryland. But
yeah.
Here's my thing. I like a lot of what Idiom does, but I'm gonna say I don't think they've really done barrel aged beer before, and it shows with this beer. Because there's some stuff that just needs to be dialed in.
Yeah.
And this, I assume it's pretty fresh. Oh, they don't date code, so that's a no-no. You got a date code.
Yeah.
Something like that, not as much, but like, you know, hoppy stuff. But anyway, still good.
Yeah.
Like, I still enjoy it. It's just what you're promised and what you get, it could be so much better. It's a really good nose.
It has potential.
Yeah, it definitely has potential. It just needs less time in the barrel, and it needs a stronger malt bill to really, like, give it some good body to stand up to the booze. But, and here's the thing. It's 9.5%. It tastes like it's 12. Like, that's, you never want that. You never want a beer to taste higher in alcohol than it actually is. That's bad. That means
I know. When you were, like, 14.
It's off kilter.
You were, like, 14. Yeah. I'm like, oh, it's only 9.5.
Yeah. That tells you it's off kilter. The balance just is not there. Good effort, though, for the fact that, like, they don't, I haven't seen them do really barrel-aged stuff before. This is a good start. I assume they can, you know, just take their time, dial it in, and yeah. be good next time. Be real good next time. I mean, it's good now. Be great next time. But yeah. Okay, this went better than I expected.
So oh, really?
Sure. Minus the critter in my drink.
But well, that's, we're drinking at home. It's our own fault.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, anyway. All right. Yeah, that was fun. We're how many more? Two more of these?
Two more.
Two more of the fall ones. And then who knows? If we're still having fun, maybe more.
There's a lot more. I will say, like, some of the... I will just tell you right now, there's no pumpkin.
Okay. That's probably a good thing, because it's very easy
it's to easy pick out. It's easy to pick out.
Yeah.
But I couldn't... It's not there. It's gone already.
Well, because they put it out in, like, July. Yeah.
It's came in...
Yeah, that's the problem.
So I will say, I do have what I'm going to be drinking when we pass out candy is the caramel pumpkin.
So it is good that you picked it up early.
Yeah. I don't know. It could be a stinker. And I heard somewhere that someone said it's kind of artificially tasting. So we'll see.
Yeah.
But
what are you going to do? I mean, it's Southern Tier. I kind of expect that.
Yeah. But that was gone. It was not there.
All right, well, this was a lot of fun. Thank you, Rebecca, for doing this. And thank you for the future two episodes, maybe more. And then, you know what we should do after that? After
we're done with that? All?
No, I was just going to say after that, we should switch it and I should pick out, like, get a theme and do, like, three episodes of mystery beers where I know what they are and you don't.
Okay.
Maybe, like, hoppy beers, because I could go for finding some good hoppy stuff. Or maybe some other interesting style. I don't know. Because, I mean... Honestly, right now, it's just mainly, like, hoppy stuff and sours.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or maybe I can come up with some other interesting theme to go off of. I don't know. We'll figure this one out. I'll workshop it. But, anyway, thank you, everyone, for checking this out. Please rate us and review us through whatever podcatcher you use. iTunes or Apple Music, I think is called now. It helps us the most. You can also tell people about the podcast. That would be great. Also, you can reach out to us, brutalbattlepodcast@gmail.com, if you want to say hi or get beer recommendations or give us beer recommendations. You can also get back episodes, brutalbattle.com. You can see pictures on Instagram,
Brutal Battle Podcast.
And then you can be friends with us virtually when we drink beers, Untapped. I'm Carlton Malibu, all one word, spells as it sounds.
RubyReb62.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. Till next time.
Keep it brutal.